Who speaks with authority in your life? When I think of that question, I think of my dad. When I was a kid, he had a tone in his voice that when he used it, I knew immediately that I better do whatever it was that he was asking or I'd be in big trouble. Even today, if he asks for something, I move pretty quickly. He's much less scary now than when I was a kid, but I still jump when he speaks. Perhaps it's your boss. I know when the archbishop or one of his assistant bishops asks for something, they have a legitimate authority in my life, so I have to respond. Perhaps it's your spouse. They have a different type of authority in your life, but certainly a claim to authority as well. Today, we're told that Jesus comes to the synagogue at Capernaum, and he's there teaching. And the first thing that the people notice isn't what he's saying, but how he's saying it. They recognize the authority in how he speaks. The ancient teachers in Israel, the rabbis, all trace their lineage back to Moses. When the rabbis or other teachers taught, they would quote whomever they had learned from. So they would say, as so-and-so says, whatever. So that authority would go all the way back to Moses. Since there was no greater teacher, no greater prophet than Moses, who had spoke directly to God and received from God the law. But if you notice in today's first reading, which came from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses says to the people, "A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you among your own kin. To him you shall listen." God himself says, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their kin and will put my words into his mouth." So who is this prophet? Who is the prophet that Moses foretold? The gospel today answers that question. The prophet is Jesus. He who speaks with authority, not quoting other rabbis, but with his own power, because Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. He is God himself. So he doesn't need to speak with anyone else's power or by quoting anyone else, but rather he speaks with the authority of God. God's very voice come to teach his people. And what does he do after he teaches? The gospel tells us he commands the unclean spirit to leave the man. Jesus' words not only have authority, they also have power. Power to command. So what does this scene from the synagogue in Capernaum mean for us? First thing I'd like to suggest is that it means that Jesus has to be an authority in our lives. That he has to speak with authority. We call ourselves Christians, but does Jesus have authority over my life? Do I look at all aspects of my life through the lens of my faith? My family, my job, my free time, what I do in private, where I go on the internet or social media. As human beings, we tend to compartmentalize things. And we say that, well, God can have these compartments, but I'm going to hold these away from him. That's not how it's supposed to be. When we are disciples, we allow Jesus to be Lord of all aspects of our lives. That's one of the things I admire about our Protestant brothers and sisters. They really seem to understand this concept. Catholics, not so much so. Secondly, in today's gospel, we learn about to God's desire to make us whole. This man who's possessed by the unclean spirit. The unclean spirit is driving him to do things that he doesn't want to do. The English word devil comes from a Greek phrase that means the scatterer. So anything that takes us away from God can be said to come from the evil one. He wants to spread us in many different directions. He wants to scatter us away from God. He wants us chasing things that will ultimately move us away from God. God desires the opposite. He desires to make us whole. And that's why Jesus heals. That's why Jesus heals this man. Jesus wants us to be whole. He wants to free us, to heal us from whatever scatters us away from God. We as human beings can be scattered by so many different things. We're scattered by things that we think will bring us happiness, but ultimately leave us wanting. We're scattered by things that we think are attractive and good for us, but are ultimately harmful. We can be scattered by our passion and by our desires, by letting them get the better of us. Or the false teachers that are out there trying to move us away from Jesus. We can be scattered by seeking what the world thinks is important: power, privilege, money. And we are scattered by whatever obstacles we let get in the way of our relationship with God. The evil one wants us chasing all of these different things, but rather God wants us only to seek him. And when we seek that one thing, then everything else falls into place. The Lord Jesus wants authority in our lives, over all aspects of our lives, but he's not going to take it. Rather, he wants us to freely give it to him. When we do, we find an authority unlike any other. One that doesn't oppress or frighten us, but one that makes us truly free to become all that God wants us to be.